Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Bert Show.
Something I've been working on just about my whole life has fixed itself, and I'm not really sure what to make of it and what you guys can learn from it, but as long as you've been listening, and if you're new around here, I have been very honest in saying that I've been a binge drinker my entire life. Not an alcoholic, I wouldn't consider myself. In fact, I've gone to AA meetings to, like, just question people, like, hey, here's my situation. You think I got a real problem? And they all came back after going around in the circle and telling me what alcoholism really looks like. By the time it got back to me, they all pretty much said, you're not an alcoholic. You just got a real discipline problem, bro. And they were right. But I've always struggled with it. You know, when I started drinking in high school, it wasn't social. It was to get buzzed. I didn't care about taste back then. I don't care about taste now, right? It was really all about the feeling of being buzzed. And I started drinking that way all the way through college also and after college, and really have kind of struggled with put a governor on my drinking anytime we're out. So one drink turns into two drinks ends up turning into four drinks ends up turning into six drinks. And even at the end of the night, you know, when you have that little voice in your head saying enough's enough, and you have to make decision like, okay, you're going to start drinking water, you're going to go home, or you're going to have another shot, right? The side of saying have another shot and try to take it to the next level was always my default. And it's hurt. It's hurt physically a lot. And the struggle for me of kind of beating myself up that this is the one part of my life that I really haven't been able to discipline myself on has sort of played a role in my self-esteem, the way I look at myself, and I just haven't been able to beat it.
Especially because you're such a health nut.
I know, and it makes no sense.
Yeah, and we all know, like, alcohol's not good for you. No. I mean, it can be fun, but right. it is the opposite of health.
It's really good for the soul.
It really makes no sense. And please don't think that I'm judging you guys that do drink, because I am still drinking.
I'm going to have a glass of wine today.
Yeah. I bet.
Why not the whole bottle?
But something really strange has sort of happened to me over the course of the last couple of months. And I'm not sure where it started. It might have been the idea that I do put so much time and effort into my health. And now as I read more and more and more, I just don't want to put that kind of poison into my body because it just doesn't make any sense. But I don't know where it happened or how it happened. I've just lost my taste for alcohol.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've heard a lot of people say that it literally something just clicks at some point in time and you almost can't even explain it.
Just like that. Now, I will say this, that I have started to train myself better. My girlfriend does not like to drink. She will casually drink, but she is smart and she'll have like two drinks a night and she drinks super, super slowly. And when we first started going out, I used to give her crap about it. I'm like, are you going to drink with me tonight or not, right? And she'll do two drinks. So I thought, okay, this could be a nice little stepping stone for me. I'll try to keep down with her. Instead of keep up with her, I'll try to keep down. So as she drinks, when she's done with her drink, I'll be done with my drink. And I'll pace myself that way. So It was painstakingly slow in the very beginning. But I did it. I started drinking only two drinks a night. And again, I'm not saying that I am not drinking anymore, but the feeling now that I get from the buzz of alcohol is not welcoming to me anymore. I'm not enjoying it anymore. In fact, when we were in Kentucky, you remember me saying this at the end of the night?
Yeah.
We were in Kentucky and we were tailgating. And I thought, you know what? I'm in Kentucky, so I'll just start tailgating with bourbon because we're going to be drinking all day. Like, that's a stupid decision.
Yeah, you started the brown liquor early.
Yes, it was right off the bat, man. And by the time that we were all at dinner later in the night, I said to Bart, I think I said to you too, as I was drinking the bourbon, I'm like, oh my God, I don't like bourbon anymore.
Yeah.
It took today.
You literally took a sip and said, this does not taste good.
I was literally like gagging on it, but I'm not exactly sure what advice to give because every time I talk about this, my DMs are flooded with people asking me about the book that I read, This Naked Mind, which I really, really recommend if you're teetering back and forth and you're trying. I've said this before that it takes away every excuse you have ever had about alcohol and it takes it right out the window so you can't even use it. So now you're making a decision like, okay, now I'm just lying to myself, so let's keep drinking. So that wasn't really it. Maybe it had something to do with it. Maybe it is the fact that I slowed down with Amanda, or it's just the fact that I'm older now and the hangovers last. It's a warning sign when I'm drinking also. Like, sure, the hangovers, they're just not worth it, man.
Because you're literally out of commission for not like one whole day, but two whole days.
Yes.
And so you've literally wasted 3 days because of alcohol. And so all the stuff you wanted to get done, you don't. And then it piles up and life just becomes one giant stress ball.
And you know who doesn't care that you're hungover?
Kids.
The kids. Yeah, the world. The world and your kids. So I wish I could say something like, hey, follow my lead on this thing, but I can't. I just seem to have lost the taste for it.
Well, then there you go.
Yeah,
well, there
it's
you
a good
go.
Thing.
Right. It's a very good thing. I feel a whole hell of a bunch better. I've lost weight, which I wasn't trying to do either. I've lost weight. I feel healthier. Waking up on Saturday and Sunday mornings and not being slow and going to the gym, it's fantastic. Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew?
I hope to join you one day.
I wish I could give you some advice. You're going to wake up one morning, it's going to be hungover, and you're going to go, okay, I'm going to start thinking about it.
I believe it.
All right.
The Burt Show.
Mo, mm-hmm. as a teenager, if your mom had planned for somewhere for you to go, and you were like, no, I don't want to do that, how would she have responded?
Go pack your stuff. I don't think I would have much of a choice.
Is this when he was a kid?
As a teenager.
Uh-huh.
Mo is a teenager. Your parents have planned something, you're supposed to go somewhere, and you're like, no, that's not how I want to spend my time.
Yeah, I don't think I would have, looking back on it, had much of a choice. My family was pretty big on family time, and it wasn't really a if you want to kind of a thing. It was, no, you're a part of this family, and we're about to go enjoy family time.
Abby?
Oh, yeah, my parents wouldn't have let it fly. Now, as an adult, they've come to respect to how I want to do my holidays. And I think there's something about turning 18 that just flips the switch in their head, mm-hmm. where they're like, you're an adult, so you can decide mm-hmm. how you want to do it. But really, until I graduated college, it was like, whatever we're doing for the holidays, you are also doing.
No, I'm in my 40s, and I'm going to Kentucky for the holidays. There's no other choice. Now, Bert,
uh-huh.
your kids,
yep.
you have teenagers. And
I have one teenager.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
one's
yeah.
a grown-ass man.
Oh, he is. He's 21. He can drink.
Yes.
But you've experienced teenage life uh-huh. and are still in the throes of teenage life with one son. You've done this with your oldest, Hayden. He mm-hmm. didn't want to go on family vacations, and you honored it
yep.
as a teenager, right?
Yeah, he was bringing us all down. and he just, it wasn't anything that he really enjoyed. I got a lot of flack about this from listeners going, it's family time. He doesn't understand. Your kid doesn't understand the importance of family time yet. Make him go. And he was already 18 years old. But a lot of times I'll do this with my 16-year-old Hollis also, not necessarily family vacations because we really enjoy doing the same things, but like different events or going here or there. Now that he's 16, the best advice anybody has ever given me, and it's so easy when it comes to parenting, is you got to meet your kids where they are. So there are some times where he wants to hang out by himself or hang out with friends. So I allow him he doesn't have to go to everything. But then I do think it puts more value on him when I tell him that this is something you have to go to, because I've given him the freedom to say no to other things.
So I follow Scary Mommy on Instagram, and I saw this post, and it divided the masses. So the post says, I remember being a teenager. I hated being dragged to family events. I'm not going to do that to my kids. I let them make their own decisions about attending family and other events because I want them to learn how to spend their time with intention. That means teaching them it's okay to decline an invitation to do something they really don't want to do. Feeling obligated is a form of pleasing people. I've struggled with this too, and it's not what I want for them.
Ooh. It's such a, you can't just draw a generalization like that. You know, when Eliza was in the house and she was showing up to Hollis's soccer matches, his championships and stuff like that, it was, I told him it's a fair trade. Like when she is at a swim meet, look, she showed up for your stuff. You got to show up for her stuff. But as far as like family vacations and stuff goes like that, it's just a different animal.
I completely agree. Looking back on it, I think my family did kind of force us to do everything.
Mm-hmm.
I would have appreciated the freedom. I mean, most of the time I wanted to go, so it wasn't an issue. But there was it was more serious with, like Bert said, if it was showing up for each other, you certainly didn't have a choice. But I think when I have children one day, I would be that way as far as showing up for each other. But if it's vacations, I wouldn't force my kids to go the way my parents did me. One, because I feel like you should have the freedom to make those choices. And two, because I'm cheap. If you don't want me... They don't want me to pay for you. That's fine.
But so like I look back on one family vacation and, you know, we did a big trip out west and then we also did a big trip up the East Coast, right? And the trip up the East Coast was when we were a little bit older and I remember not wanting to go. Like we were going to be in an Astro van for 3 weeks hitting up all these historical places. I don't care if I'm going to sit in the same pew at a church as Betsy Ross did. Like this is boring. And I would not have wanted to go. Looking back now, so glad I got to experience that and I got to see the Liberty Bell and I got to do all those things. So that's where I'm like, as a kid, I don't think you truly can understand and appreciate what your parents have in mind doing certain things like that. And that, yeah, in the moment you don't want to do it because you're being a bratty teenager, but then down the line you're like, God, my parents really loved me and wanted to educate me and wanted me to have those experiences.
Yeah, right.
Well, I think a lot of those obligatory like vacations and family events like going to Thanksgiving or going to Christmas are because your parents want you to have like a close relationship with your family. So I think there's to some extent, like I think it's good when kids go along with it because obviously like not everyone has the luxury of like, oh, okay, well, we'll just put you in daycare for a week while we're up in the mountains. But also like getting to experience things and then understanding why you would be making the decision to take a step back later on in life if that was like not your thing as you got older.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting because I'm kind of going through this a little bit right now. So my son Hollis, my 16-year-old and I are going to South America for Thanksgiving. He is a huge soccer fan, so we're going big and we're going to go see Brazil play Argentina, but we're also going paragliding, we're doing whitewater rafting, we're doing all sorts of things that my 21-year-old absolutely hates to do. So he's not going on this trip. But I asked him to go and he said he didn't want to do it. But it would be really interesting because it hasn't come up yet where we do a trip for Hayden and I ask Hollis if he wants to go and look at anime and he wants to watch movies. And I think I would be the exact same way. If he doesn't want to do that because that's not his vibe, then he doesn't have to go.
I immediately ran to the comments and the common denominator is this post sucks. You're raising entitled kids.
All right. So we have inadvertently been responsible for the breakup of a marriage. And at least in this email, this person couldn't be happier that we accidentally did this for them. Kristen's got the email.
Dear Bert, thank you so much for taking the time to read my email. Over a decade ago, you had an all-women's panel come together to take phone calls from listeners for the ladies. I was dealing with really big issues in my marriage at the time. I doubt that you will remember, but I was a caller who had not yet had sex in my marriage for almost 2 years. And was calling to see if maybe some outside advice could help me remedy the situation.
I don't remember that specific call, but it sounds horrible.
Yeah. When I was able to get through, whoever was running the phone at the time, someone asked me if I wanted my name or a different one. I was sure to give a fake name and asked to be on the voice disguiser, so not to risk anyone knowing who I was.
When I was told that I would get a chance to talk to you, I turned off my radio so as to not get feedback while talking. Wow, he really followed directions from our phone screeners. I had no idea what I would sound like talking with a voice disguiser, so I assumed that it was on and working when I was talking about my problems. Everyone on the show was very sympathetic and offered any advice they thought would help. I got off the phone and thought that would be it. Sometime later, I was bombarded with phone calls from my brother. He told me that he heard someone on the Burt Show with the saddest story and asked if I heard it. I denied that I heard anything and tried to play dumb.
You're like, oh, yeah, that sucker, man. Oh, yeah, I heard the same segment. That poor guy.
After some pressure, he cornered me to let me know that he knew it was me that called in. I admitted that it was me and asked how he knew. He said that he knew by the sound of my voice. The voice disguiser I asked for was never used. And anyone that knew me could recognize the sound of my voice.
Oh, neat. Neat for us.
I blame the Burt Show for what inevitably led to my divorce. And I couldn't be more grateful.
That is bolded. That part is bolded.
Uh-huh. A lot happened after that. I went with my wife at the time for counseling, but after months of therapy, I knew that there wasn't going to be a change. I finally filed for divorce. After some time and trying to get my mojo back, I ended up dating, getting remarried, moved out west, got two boys, and found a job back here in West Georgia. Mm. I've been getting back into the routine of listening in the morning and felt like I had to include you on the best mistake your show has ever made. It could have ended so differently. Thanks again for having a chapter in my love story and someone screwing up their job so badly that it ruined a marriage and saved a life in the process. Keep up with the great work. Love you all.
Oh, we really need to go back and find out who was screening at this point.
Well, if it was 10 years ago, it would have been Carl.
I'm not pointing that on him, putting that on him.
I mean, it turned out to be a good thing, though,
yeah, right? So. That was divine intervention.
Yes.
But see, the phone screener doesn't put the person on the voice disguiser. It's whoever's running the board that puts the person on the voice disguiser. And at that time, it was you and Tommy because you all were rubbing bits every day running
the
board.
That's right, because we were so on top of each other in the same studio. So it could have been me, could have been Tommy. I'm pretty sure it was Tommy. Just because I don't want it to be me.
Best mistake that ever happened in his life.
Yep. It's divine intervention right there.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay.
I'm just glad he had that outlook on it.
Did a good thing?
Yeah, it could have been way uglier than that. Way uglier.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Can you ask somebody out at work without making it weird? This is a question I posed a couple of weeks ago, or actually I think it was just last week, where I was talking to one of my guy friends who really wanted to make the moves on this lady that he works with. And he asked for my advice, and I said my advice was don't mess up a professional relationship just for the idea that you think that this relationship might work out. But y'all actually came back and said a relationship that starts at work could actually work.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sure.
And I think there's a lot of industries where that's how they meet their significant other.
Right. Yeah, I think the mature thing probably is to not. It's probably the healthier thing not to. But I wasn't thinking. I was just going for it, man.
Your default isn't healthy either, so.
No, it really wasn't.
I've always been torn on it because in my personal experiences, I don't think it's ever worth the risk. But that is how my parents met, and it's worked very well for them.
Okay. If I'm being honest, So like, and that's how my parents met too. And they had a successful like 20 plus year marriage. So when I was a server, dated people I served with at TGI Fridays, dated people I served with at American. When I started working in minor league hockey, dated somebody in the office at the minor league. When I started in radio, I never dated anybody, but I did other things.
When you were a server, was everybody dating everybody?
Oh my God. It was like a meat swap 24/7.
Absolutely.
It was so gross and incestuous if you think about it, but literally everybody dated everybody.
Mm-hmm, same.
We should have just spit in each other's mouths because that's essentially what we were doing.
Okay, ew.
Okay.
So I took all this advice and I took all of your anecdotal evidence to my friend. And I said, look, I think it's a bad idea, but if you really want to go for it, this is what my coworkers said. And he said, well, actually, I'm going to go for it because we actually talk on the phone every day for 2 hours. And I really feel like there's some, I was like, this is really important information you should have informed me with when coming to me saying that you want to ask this girl out. Then I would have said, heck yes, you talk to her every day. You're already in a relationship.
So just so I have it right, talking on the phone for 2 hours is a positive?
For a girl, I think so. And if you want to date somebody, I think talking on the phone for 2 hours is a sign that you have a good relationship.
That sounds miserable.
I'm with you, but I've had to come accustomed to it being in a long distance relationship.
When Bart and I first started dating and we were doing long distance for that whole 6 months, we did long distance. Yeah, we talked for hours on the phone.
Well, that's different. Long distance if you're not going to see each other for a while. Yeah. But if it's a day-to-day, 2 hours, I'm talking. Oh. And we're saying talking. We're not talking texting. We're saying like literally talking with words on the phone.
And Abby, they're talking for 2 hours on the phone and then seeing each other at work the next day.
So, like, let me give you some context. So they actually both work remotely. So my friend lives in Atlanta and his office's headquarters are in Chicago. So he's up in Chicago a lot for work and he'll see her in person there.
Okay.
And so they'll do like meetings over Zoom and stuff. And I guess they just talk all the time on the phone after work. It's a very confusing relationship that I don't totally understand. And so when I got that update, I got some good news. And then later on, I got some bad news. So he informed me that they had that relationship where they were talking on the phone all the time. And apparently when they go out together, they have a really good time. And all of their other coworkers definitely seem to think that there's some chemistry there. It's been brought to his attention that everyone thinks that this would be a really good match. And so I'm thinking like, okay, all right, like here we go. So he informs me that he made plans to fly up to Chicago in a couple of weeks to, of course, be there for work, but also, you know, take this lady out on a little date. Okay. And I said, okay, did you like ask her out directly? And he goes, no, I just said like, we should meet for drinks because that's what we normally do. And I said, no, you got to tell her that this is going to be a date. You need to make it as blatant as possible that you have romantic intentions for her. And he goes, okay. So he hangs up. And I guess at some point he asks her out between our next, that conversation and the next one. And then he gives me a call back and he is panicking because I guess this girl has dated some other dude at the office used to date a guy who worked at their Chicago office for a while. And I guess the relationship didn't end well. So then she gave him the excuse. Well, you know, I really like you, but I just am really nervous about dating somebody at work again, because I already did it and it's just been so hard. And then my friend goes, can you just be honest with me? Like, if you don't like me, just be clear. She straight up said this, just be clear and in my misery, because I really like you. I think I see a future with you. I think this could be something really great. I really do see this working out. Like, we talk on the phone every day for 2 hours. Like, we're practically dating.
So he pushed all in. He put it all out there.
Yes. He was like, just put me out of my misery, because then I can move on if you just shut the door.
It's so off-putting, though, saying that, because now you're literally saying to her, like, I know you're not telling me the truth, which she could interpret as, okay, so now you're calling me a liar, and this could escalate quick.
Yeah, but women lie all the time to get out of this kind of stuff. It's because they think that they're not hurting their feelings by saying, oh, well, it's not you. It's just because all of this trauma I have. No, you just don't like him. And just be honest. You're not making it any easier for him. Mm.
No, I'd rather be lied to.
You want to be lied? Yes. I hate that.
Don't say it. Couldn't be me. It has to be something else.
No, tell me the truth.
Clarity is kindness. And so I guess he just kept pressing in on saying, just can you just tell me that you don't like me and we can move on? And she goes, no, it's not that. Like, I really do like you and things would be different if we didn't work for the same job. And so now he gets off the phone with her and he calls me in a panic saying, like, what do you think this means? And I was straight with him. I was like, I think she's lying to you. Mm-hmm. And I don't think she has the balls to be clear with you. Again, this has been my motto for like the last 4 months. I just don't understand why people can't be adults and have a conversation and just say what they mean. I don't understand why we play games. I don't understand why we hide our true emotions. Life would just be so much simpler if you just had the courage to have the 10 minutes of uncomfortableness and then everything else will get better from there. And you only make the tension worse when you don't say how you really feel.
Two things here. So I made this analogy a couple of days ago. I think if life was a 20-story building, most people emotionally live on about the 7th floor or 8th floor. So having like adult conversations and working through that kind of tension, it's way up there on the elevator. They're not even capable of doing it, right? And the second thing is, if somebody really likes you, the circumstances don't even matter.
Yeah. That's why I don't think she's lying. I think if I'm in a position and I work, let's say we hire some Jim Halpert looking hottie and he asked me out. I'm not saying, oh no, he can't date him and ruin the show chemistry. No, I am dating Jim Halpert because I think he's hot. So I felt like then I was put in a position to be honest with him. I said, I need you to hear it from me because you won't hear it from her. This is your sign that she does not want to date you. So you need to shut down anything in your mind that tells you that this is a possibility, because it is not. And the most attractive thing you can do right now, if you ever do want her to come around and like you at some point, which I don't think is a good idea to pursue, then it's more attractive for you to just move on and take what she's saying at face value.
Bingo.
Yeah. Agreed.
You nailed it.
Yep. Yeah.
So anyway, he's heartbroken.
Bless his little heart.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam. I know, I can't wait. There's nothing better to do while we're waiting than playing Chumba Casino. Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam. So what are you waiting for? Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba. Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I think we all have the same goal when it comes to how long we want to live. At least for me, it's I want to live a long life, but I want to live a long life in a way where I can still get around. Like, as soon as I have to hire somebody to wipe my butt, that's it. Just take me out, right? And Abby over the weekend has now terrified of growing old.
Oh, my God. I'm terrified of aging. I spent the weekend with my lovely, lovely grandparents who have made it to the age of 90. We have wild genes on the Murphy side of our family. Like, everyone lives to be, like, over 100, which I'm like, don't put me down for that. Like, knock me out around, like, 80, because I'm the same way. Like, once you got to start wheeling me around, like, like, just take me to the big man upstairs. And it's so funny having a conversation with them, because as a 27-year-old, most of my conversations are with people my age. And just the direction that our conversations go versus like what you're talking about at the age of 90 is so different and so dark if you're not thinking about the context that you're in. Because if you're 90, I mean, think about it. What do you really have to look forward to other than like brunch on Sunday and then like, you know, passing away in the near future?
All you're doing is absorbed with like passing away peacefully.
Yes. No, it's so funny. I was having a conversation with my grandfather who, you know, he's 90 years old. He's just like salt of the earth kind of guy, was a pastor for years. And just like a nice guy. And, you know, we're having a casual brunch. And then all of a sudden he's talking about, you know, every night before I go to bed, I think I could not wake up tomorrow. And I'm like, that's a dark thought. But he just says it so casually because it's just the reality. I mean, they live in a nursing home and they said that's just a really common thing that people just fall asleep and they just don't wake up. And my mom, who's kind of like Bert, where she thinks a lot about death, she's like, well, that's how I want to go. I'm like, can I not enjoy my donuts in peace without thinking about if I'm going to have to cremate you or not?
Mimosa with a side of death.
Not with my 90-year-old grandparents. We were not having mimosas.
Oh, my bad.
This was decaf coffee because a little too much caffeine, we're going to send them into cardiac arrest.
I quite honestly, anybody I've ever known that was like 85 or older is so consumed with the aches and pains that they're having that they're so ready to go mostly.
I wouldn't say that's my grandparents' problems. Like my grandma can't really get around. She's 89, 90, and they are the quintessential old grandparents that are like obsessed with each other. Like he saw her one day in 1953 and he was like, that one. And they've been obsessed ever since. So he, you know, wheels her around, gets her in and out of the car, waits on this woman hand and foot. It's like she has the perfect amount of dementia. Like she's present. She knows who I am, but like doesn't have to face reality. Like I was like, I want that cocktail when I grow up. I was like, whatever prescription you're on, like sign me up for that. Because it's just like the perfect level. But my grandfather, he has like this bad knee to where, but he doesn't complain about it. It's just very normal for him. I didn't even know he had this problem. It's every now and then his knee will just pop out of place, like to where his calf is going one way and his thigh is going the other. And he just takes it in stride. He's like, yeah, it means I didn't have to get drafted for the war. Like they put me down as 4F, whatever that means. I guess that was good if you didn't want to go.
I kind of feel like when you get to that age, you can point to anywhere on your body and there's going to be something wrong with it.
Something wrong. And they're just taking it in stride.
And I want you to remind people, you went to visit them for a very important reason. And I think this is an astounding accomplishment.
Yeah, we went down for their 70th anniversary party.
Damn.
They have been married since 1954.
But how did they do that?
You said the key word. She said the key word there. They've been obsessed with each other because, as we've said before, there are so many couples that take so much pride in being married for 60 years, but they've hated each other for 55. Yeah. But they made a vow to each other. You know?
We have good marriage genes on our line because my parents are the same way. So they've been, not my parents, my grandparents have been married since 1954. And like I said, my granddad has to motor my grandmother around. Like she needs help. And my dad noticed, like, this man is tired. He's been doing this. Like they have been this way as long as I've known them. So they've been doing this for 30 years. And my dad texted my grandfather. He's like, we really need to think about getting you some help. So you as a 90-year-old man aren't responsible for getting your wife around. And he sent, like, this is out of a Nicholas Sparks novel. He's like, it is such an honor to love this woman as much as I do and to get to help her through life. I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I can't even get a text back.
I want to know that kind of love.
Right? Yeah, I'm like, dear insane. God, yes. Like they are so sweet, but it is funny. Just like the difference, like she's just motoring around happy as a clam and he's over here like death is imminent. And so we finished up brunch yesterday. We're at First Watch, you know, everyone else just having like a sunny, good time, you know, getting back from church or whatever in the deep South. And we're getting ready to leave. I'm getting ready to go back to the airport. And we're giving them a hug and just in a very casual tone, they're like, it's so good to see you. We don't know if we're going to see you again.
Oh,
so and I'm just like, and he just says it because it's just a fact of life. Yeah. He's like, we just might never see you again. And I was like, so true, Grandpa. See you next year. Maybe.
Question mark.
Question mark.
Hey, The Bird Show. All right, Eric here wants us to do a background check. We have made this offer to any of you guys. Is there somebody in your life that makes you raise one of those eyebrows, right? You're just feeling as a little on the shady side. Well, Eric's girlfriend is a bartender, and there's a dude that has started working with her that this guy doesn't trust at all and wanted us to do a background check on him. Hey, Eric, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. What's happening, man?
So, so my girlfriend is a bartender. There's this bar back named Eddie, who's new at the place that she works. And, you know, he just started recently. The last weekend, my girlfriend and I, we got together with some of her coworkers, and we went out, and I got to meet this guy, and I just got a really weird vibe from him.
Mm-hmm. Can you pinpoint what it was about him that gave you the vibe, or is this just like dude intuition?
There are little things, but like it's kind of intuition. It's a little creepy. My girlfriend's just not seeing it, and I'm just. I don't know. There's something about this guy that rubs me the wrong way.
Okay. Now, do you think that she's in danger in some way, or do you think he's interested in her? Is that what you're picking up on?
Not that he's interested. I just don't know if I'm comfortable with her being around him, just for safety reasons. We were getting drinks with some of her coworkers, like I said, and, I asked him like, where'd you work before this? And he was super vague, and he just said, oh, you know, just a little here, like just here and there, nothing too interesting. And I was like, come on, man, like everybody's got a story. And he goes, I'm more of a live in the moment kind of guy. And he wasn't looking me in the eye either, which was strange. I don't like it when people, you know, not that I don't like it, but it's just strange when people don't look you in the eye, you know?
Yeah, here's the problem here. What is creepy to you, she's going to find mysterious.
Endearing.
Yeah, is the two creepiest parts about this man that he's tall and handsome, by chance?
He's got incredible hair. Okay. Yeah. Eric, if you have to pick, like, what celebrity do you resemble and what celebrity does he resemble? Danny DeVito and Mark Wahlberg.
I think I resemble Thor.
Chris Hemsworth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
You got nothing to worry about.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so you're Thor, and who is he?
Loki?
He's like, who would I say he's like? He's more like Captain America.
Oh,
hey,
he's
there.
Chris Evans.
Just a good fight.
It's going to be quite a battle.
Avengers barback version.
When you brought this up to your girlfriend and you said, this dude is just giving me weird vibes, what was her reaction to it? Just like, oh, come on, man, you're just being jealous. He's harmless.
Yeah, I don't think she thought I was being jealous, but she just said like, hey, you know, leave him alone. Like, he's a laid back guy. You know, he's not bothering anybody. So yeah, she's not picking up on it. Nobody else seems to be picking up on it. Here's the weird thing too, is that when I was talking to him, I said, hey, you know, how'd you end up here? Like, aren't you a little old to be a barback? And he said he was 29. And I said, well, most barbacks I've seen are younger, but at the same time, he looks older than 29. Like, if he's 29, he's had it rough, you know?
So you just think he's lying about his age? He's being,
he's like Captain America after the big fight with Iron Man.
Yeah. He's like the Chinese gymnasts that are really 34 years old and they look like they're 14.
So because you think he's lying about his age and that he's not forthcoming about his past, you think this dude has something to hide?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what is he hiding?
I don't know, Eric. You're not doing the best job in painting this picture for yourself, my brother. You got to give us more, man.
But if there's a lot of if there's a lot of smoke there, there could be fire.
But
she's not in any dangerous situation. So are you more curious than anything else? Like, you want to prove yourself right to her? Or is she really putting herself where she's in a dangerous situation with a guy that you really don't know who she's working with.
Mm-mm.
Anybody.
Yeah, well, so the other people seem really cool, you know? Everybody's really chill. Like, I hang out with them sometimes. They're really nice people. This guy, there's just something about him. And, yeah, you're right. I kind of just want to see if I'm right. I kind of hope I'm not right because she's working with him. But yeah, I get a weird vibe.
I don't know if it's just because you painted this guy as Chris Evans and I feel like I want to side with him, but I feel kind of bad for him. Like, what if he has like a past that he's not proud of? Like maybe he was incarcerated for a little bit and he's just trying to get a fresh start. Mm-hmm. And then here Thor comes in with his sledgehammer trying to like, you know, ruin his reputation when he just wants a fresh start to like make a new life for himself.
It's a good point, but we did the background check anyway.
Yeah. Okay. That's what we do. Tell me what Chris Evans did.
If he's trying to hide something, we found out. All right, Eric, give us a couple of minutes here. Tommy reached out to our private investigator who did a deep dive on this dude, and we've got some results for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, we'll do it in a couple of minutes on The Burt Show. It's a background check.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Law 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.